Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I want to encourage you that as I was beginning to talk about or talked about in the first hour, you know, don't spend a lot of time trying to explain yourself. So many times we, in my past and a lot of people's present, they spend a lot of time trying to explain themselves. Now, let me explain to you why this is going on. And I say, don't spend too much time trying to explain yourself, since they twisted Jesus' words and purposes, right?
Nazareth.
One who was perfect, flawless, and sinless. Think about that. Since they twisted Jesus' words and purpose, who is perfect, flawless, and sinless, I wouldn't spend too much time trying to explain yourself to someone who is not planning on understanding you, or at least letting you know that they understand,
right?
And who will not be happy until you are mentalized or crucified, for it is better to appreciate their unhappiness and move on.
Right.
It's important.
Yeah.
Understand that if you make them happy, that means you're minimalized. What's that word?
Minimalized.
Yeah, that was good.
That good?
Yes. Or if that didn't work, then you're crucified. Right?
Yeah.
And since Jesus was perfect and flawless and sinless, and we're not perfect, flawless, and sinless, who are we trying to pridefully try to explain ourselves? Why don't we just obey God? Give people a chance to follow God. If they say no, honor their decision and move on and appreciate their unhappiness.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Because if they were happy, that means you were
minimalized.
Yeah, you're minimal. That's it. Or you were crucified. Hmm. So do you want them to be happy, or are you going to be happy? You know, which one is going to be? They were happy when Jesus went to the cross. And today, the church, I was just speaking recently to someone who says they believe that the church has been minimalized today. And that it is in a way in the minds of men, but it hasn't. We just got to wake up. That's why it's called the third great awakening. We have to wake up. Wake up, O sleeper, awake. And understand, when the church rises and awakes and gets steadfast in our focus and our obedience and loyalty to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, listen, all kinds of things will begin to move in our favor. I mean, think about William Booth. William Booth, who was the founder of the Salvation Army, that he shook the world for God. Shook the world for God. And today, remnants of his ministry is all over the world. They had parades in his honor in Great Britain for a man who just wanted to be, literally, uniforms that had, you know, captains and, you know, ranks and all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. which would really freak out today's world. I mean, they would say, like, you're wearing your soldier?
All right.
No, you shouldn't wear a uniform. And, but they were just meeting the needs of people and preaching the gospel, and people would spit on their clothes, and they would always carry an extra uniform that they would switch out so they could preach without having a uniform on that was been spit or eggs thrown at them. And it's like, that's amazing. Today, it's like, this must not be God. Why? I got egg on my face, right?
Right.
Or they asked me to have a new team other than the Saints. I mean, it could be really dramatic. It could be really dramatic. We'll move on from there. I cannot believe, though, speaking of that you said that the flower, the bush, the
Florida-ly.
Diagram.
The Florida-ly?
Say it like
Florida-ly.
Lee.
French, I think.
L-E-A-H or something like that? Or L-E-A-H.
Don't ask me how to spell it now.
Well, it represents the Trinity.
Uh-huh.
You closed your eyes when you said that's about an 80 percentile thing.
I'll have to get documentation.
Yeah, I just happened to go see them play, and I was like, okay, yeah. The Saints. And they even sing the song that the Salvation Army would sing back then, when the Saints come marching in.
Mm-hmm.
They would march down the street. Oh, when the Saints. But then, these were actually Saints, you know, Christians that were going down, marching right. down. I'm not saying there's not Christians on the team. Drew Brees, he's a believer. And y'all know more of the team than I do. But y'all know a history. Moving on. We're getting out of the contradiction there.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.